You're listening to Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in Toronto. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.
Today the windows are in. I couldn't believe it, and I was jumping for joy and telling people, look at what's happening in this community.
Councillor Alejandro Bravo, among other city staff, stand before a three-story bright modern orange building Friday morning in the Davenport ward. It's the opening for a supportive housing development, moving in people experiencing chronic homelessness in the city. There are 26 units available at 1120 Ossington Avenue. 10 of the 26 residents have already moved in. The remaining 16 units will be filled by next week. The project prioritizes residents on the city's main waiting list for shelter, which at last count had over 100,000 names. These are people waiting for permanent housing.
Yes, it addresses the list, and also through a method that makes sure that everybody has support equal to what their needs are to remain successfully housed, because what we want to make sure we do is to break the cycle of homelessness.
That's Andrea Adams. She's the executive director of St. Clair's Multifaith Housing Society. St. Clair's is a charitable organization and a self-described, quote, social justice landlord. They provide affordable, mixed-income housing in downtown Toronto, including the site opening today. Her organization will act as the landlord, while tenants will pay no more than 30% of their monthly income or of their shelter allowance of rent on social assistance. It's not emergency housing, but a more long-term solution.
All of our housing projects require contributions from all levels of government. And typically the heavy lifter in that is the federal government. But the city makes very significant contributions as well.
The Ossington site is one of seven new affordable developments under phase two of the Rapid Housing Initiative, a federal initiative to address the immediate housing needs of Toronto's most vulnerable populations, adding a total of 260 homes to the city's housing supply. This project also receives funding from the city. Councillor Alejandro Bravo says $800,000 from the community benefits charge was invested to help jumpstart this project. This bylaw collects on developments and redevelopments higher than at least five stories and with at least 10 residential units. That money can then be funneled into community housing projects like this one.
And that is what Davenport has prioritized, affordable housing, because this is the ultimate solution to homelessness. The goal has to be permanent housing.
So this is a studio apartment. Unlike many studio apartments, it has a storage closet in it.
Andrea Adams gave reporters a tour of an apartment on the ground floor where the accessible units are. 14 years ago, the former Italian United Church on the site was added to and converted into 20 affordable apartments. Now, the new three-story building wraps around the existing one.
And it has very high ceilings, which help for people to have storage possibilities. And then we also have, it's an accessible unit, so you can see that there are grab bars in the washroom. And that the shower is also very accessible. Right. And there are grab bars in the shower. You can roll in under the sink. The microwave is at chair level. Overall, it's 250.
The modular building is made out of mass timber. Adam says the structure itself was put together in just 17 days.
Well, it's made out of mass timber, so basically it comes with components that lock into place. So when 17 days is said, that's the structure. Then there was more time required to do the finishing inside the building. But what's really important about that is that it lessens the impact on the neighborhood of the construction. So you don't have, 8 months worth of grisly construction happening.
Yeah.
And I think that really helps make the case for affordable housing.
The supportive housing sites under construction now in the next phase of the Rapid Housing Initiative will have a similar design. Adams says she hopes to build on the success of previous expansions, like on Leonard Avenue in Kensington Market. An installation that took 6 days to build. It's been open now for 4 years with a total of 99 units.
The first project was in Mayor Chow's ward at the time, 25 Leonard Avenue, and we did the same thing there. We had the original building that we created housing, and then we expanded it twice. I think it's really notable that the residents of Kensington Market also supported the development there, just as they did this one here, and that's because
St. Clair's next project at Bellevue Avenue, city staff say, will be completed by the end of the year, adding 78 more homes. The mayor's office says it's important to celebrate the little victories, but there's still a long way to go. The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.